Much has been written about the need to improve medical education in the U.S. Patients want doctors who are more humane and compassionate. Health maintenance organizations want doctors who are more efficient, and most want doctors to keep up with the fast pace of new discoveries about the human body. Commentator Howard Markel wonders if cramming all this into classes for young doctors is good for the profession.
A few months ago, a favorite teacher of mine died. In the high-powered medical center where I met him, he was an anomaly. He was a general pediatrician who spent the better part of his days teaching us how to become doctors. He taught us how to quietly enter a hospital room late at night to check up on a toddler without waking his exhausted parents, how to bundle a crying baby and speak in a slow cadence to calm her, and how to give an injection swiftly and steadily to minimize the pain. Doing this, of course, takes a great deal of time, and few medical school professors have much of this precious commodity. With so many grants and papers to write each year, many professors complain that they cannot spare the time it takes to teach a student how to diagnose pneumonia. One of my colleagues recently quipped, "No one ever won the Nobel Prize for being a great teacher." He's right. In medical schools, the guy who publishes papers in prestigious journals and wins research grants that bring in loads of money is the guy who holds the fanciest titles. Flashy research almost always trumps the efforts of those who devote their time to teaching. Most people who are not doctors are surprised to learn that medical school professors typically only make cameo appearances in their students' lives, a lecture here, a clinic there. Many students complain that they rarely, if ever, feel connected to their teachers, let alone develop the magical relationship that I was lucky enough to have with my professor. As a tenured professor of pediatrics, I must confess that I have often placed my research ahead of my teaching. The other day, while listening with one ear to a student's presentation on the management of asthma, I had a manuscript in my hand that I was quietly correcting to send off to a medical journal. Medical students complain about this not-so-benign neglect all the time. And yet here we are, year after year, teaching future doctors to do the same thing. But fortunately, there is a growing number of teachers, doctors, and medical school deans who have recognized the problem we face in American medical schools and are committed to the same prescription. We need to reward those who teach others how to doctor with the same money, prestige, and stability that we give to the brilliant medical researchers. This might cost us all a lot of extra cash and require a reallocation of values. And it should. We are talking about our nation's health and the doctors who help provide it. I know this is what my former teacher would have wanted, because as one of the first teachers of doctors, Hippocrates taught his medical students, life is short, but the art of medicine is long.
The comments of Howard Markel, a pediatrician and professor of pediatrics at the University of Michigan.